Hello, I'm Gary Combs, and I'm here with my one-year Bible devotion for May the 26th. Today's devotion is entitled, The Proof of Discipleship. We'll be looking at the New Testament reading from the Gospel of John, chapter 15, verse 8. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit and so prove to be my disciples. The Apostle John recorded Jesus' words to his disciples on the night before his crucifixion. Using the imagery of a vine and branches, Jesus taught that true spiritual life flows from union with Him. In this verse, Jesus declared that the Father is glorified when believers bear much fruit and thereby prove to be His disciples. The question naturally arises, does fruit make someone a disciple, or does fruit reveal someone already is one? Jesus taught the latter. Fruit does not create discipleship, it demonstrates its reality. The phrase prove to be can carry the idea of showing or demonstrating oneself to be a disciple. Genuine disciples are recognized by enduring fruit. Throughout Scripture, works are presented as evidence of saving faith rather than the basis of salvation. A branch does not produce life on its own. Life comes from the vine. In the same way, spiritual fruit does not originate in us but in Christ. Yet true union with Christ always produces visible results. Jesus also revealed that the ultimate purpose of a believer's life is not self-fulfillment or personal success, but the glory of the Father. We live in a world that often values appearance over reality. We can learn to ask ourselves whether our lives display the fruit of a genuine connection with Christ. Good works, love, obedience, perseverance, and Christ-like character do not earn salvation. They reveal that Christ's life is at work within us. We cannot manufacture spiritual fruit through self-effort. We must abide in Jesus and depend upon Him daily. As we remain in Christ, His life flows through us and produces fruit that glorifies the Father. Rather than seeking recognition for ourselves or seeking the approval of others, we seek the Father's approval by abiding in Christ and reflecting His glory. This is the proof of discipleship, that we become like Christ, bearing the fruit of His character in word and deed. Let's pray. Dear Father, thank you for giving us life through your Son. Forgive us for seeking our own glory or trying to produce spiritual fruit in our own strength. Help us abide in Christ and depend on Him each day. Let your life flow through us so that our words, actions, and attitudes reflect your character. Produce lasting fruit in us that glorifies you and demonstrates that we truly belong to Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.